Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off last week, and we were talking about fear. That fear attracts the attack. And so we've got to get out of fear. The children of God should not be in any kind of fear, because the devil uses that to render our faith helpless. And we don't have helpless faith. So we want to have faith that is strong and that will get the desired results. And so we've got to remove fear from the midst of us. And the world is bombarding through the TV channels and the media channels the fear tactics of the devil. So let's find out what God says about this and how to handle it.
And so we can stand in the midst of what's taking place on the Word of God, the promises of God, and what God's done for us. We don't have to go down. Say, I'm not going down, and I'm not going to be in fear. And you know, when you watch the news, or you read the newspapers, or you listen to things going on, it sounds, or it almost feels like the world is caving in on itself. Doesn't it? Like at the moment, the world is caving in. The sky is falling. The sky is falling, right? It feels like the sky is falling. It feels like the world is caving in on itself. Well, it is. It is. The world and its system is caving in. The whole thing is coming plummeting down. Every part of it, everything about it is crashing right now. You think about one virus in 1 week stopped the world. One little sneeze stopped the world. Seriously. Think about it. They arrested a woman, a pregnant woman and an elderly couple sitting on a bench, I don't even know where, sitting on a bench without masks on. They arrested them. I'm telling you, one little thing like that can stop the world. You better be in Christ. And you better say, I'm not allowing fear to get into my heart. I don't care how bad it looks. I do not care what takes place. I mean, I do have concerns for people and things like that. But as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. And because we serve the Lord, He will take good care of us. Amen. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. The world is crashing on itself. Think about it. Financial crashes, escalating prices, can't get toilet paper. Now we can get that again, thank God. I was told the other day, you know what I was told? Buy rice. We're going to run short of rice. I don't know, because the Chinese are getting funny with it. I don't know. But rice, we're going to get a shortage of rice. Canaan will faint. We're going to have, that means sushi, no more. Oh God, help me. No, but seriously, a shortage of rice. It was TP. You can get toilet paper. God will take care of you. How many of you went without toilet paper? Did God take care of you? Hello? Were the shelves empty? Yes. Did you survive? Yes. Hello? It's happening and it's going to continue happening. The escalating prices, violence, terrorism, diseases, uncertainty, everything. That's the norm of the day. 25 years, 30 years ago, you weren't living like this. You were starting to see signs of it, but it came suddenly. Suddenly like that. Boom. The world is crashing in on itself. And listen, it sounds like a dirty situation that's going on. Well, it is dirty because Satan doesn't play fair. He does and uses whatever means necessary at his disposal. He will use corona. And then you'll get people saying things that drive me nuts. The one person on radio said, God first creates the cure and then he creates the disease. What? On radio, teaching a Christian. A Christian actually, God first creates the cure, then he creates the disease. In other words, the cure's already there. Don't worry, just a few more 100,000 die, and then he'll let us get the cure. Hello? I heard it with my own ears. And then another one said this, and I said this on Sunday. He said, God orchestrates the disasters in your life to bring you closer to him. So you kill my child to make me closer to you? Yeah, right. That's insane. And people are peddling that stuff. That brings fear. That brings fear. If you're like that because I'm, whoa, you're going to run from God. He first brings a cure, then he brings a disease. In other words, God brought corona, but he's got a cure ready. When he lets it go, he'll bring it. To get people closer to him? What about the people who didn't get closer and died and went to hell? God doesn't care? No, it's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil does not play fair. So when fear comes, you know it's not from God. It's not from God. It's not from God. Amen. And ignorance against this powerful force of fear is going to get you in trouble. You cannot afford to harbor fear at any level in your life. And your children shouldn't see it in your eyes. I'm telling you. You got to stand strong, stand straight and say, I'm a child of the Most High God. He will take care of me. I'm a joint heir together with Christ. And that's all there is for it. And now's, there's no better time than now to eradicate all fear out of your life. Fear of not having a husband, fear of not having a wife, fear of no money, fear of divorce, fear of the kids on drugs, fear of jail time, fear of no masks, fear of masks, fear of getting the injections, fear of no injection, fear of 666 planted on your head. Fear, fear, fear. Yeah. Non-stop. There was a guy just the other day, I didn't even read it, I was just pathetic. Claimed to be the reincarnated God, came back to the earth and they arrested him for something. Did anyone see that? So you saw it? It was something like that. I just saw the headlines. I thought, I'm not even going to read that trash. God said, I'm God. I've come back to the earth. I don't know what happened. He got arrested. So now's a great time to really eradicate all kinds of fear because it's out there. It's rampant. I'm serious. And yeah, it's okay because we're talking, we're discussing, we're getting it, you know, we're getting an understanding. But out there, go to this Publix down your after service. Just walk in there. And look. I go and I look at people. I love to watch people. Oh, I love it. I love seeing people. I go to the golf course. And I look at the people there. I like it because you're only allowed one in a golf cart now. So normally there's two of us. I have to wait for him to hit his shot, drive to his ball. Now it's just zip, 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 and I'm done in 3 hours. So I love it. So, you know, it's working for me. But now is, and so they think about this. One cart, one person. Used to be one cart, two person only. So now, boom, 50% of the income gone. Think about it. It's gone. And so it brings fear to the golf course. It brings fear to everyone. Everywhere, everything is being affected. And now is the best time. No fear. I eradicate that stuff out of my life. My God is bigger than anything the devil's got. He even said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. I am God's church. He's the head, I'm the body. He's the groom, I'm the bride. I am not going to allow fear. And I'm telling you, it's a hard thing sometimes because you feel the pain in your body. You know the report that you had before. And all of a sudden, you know, and things start coming, people start speaking. I was told the other day there were 5 hurricanes forming somewhere. I didn't even look. I said, don't even show me. Don't talk to me. Go away. Just go away from me. I'm not going to let fear get in. If there's a hurricane, I'll deal with it when it comes. Period. But sit there for 2 weeks up front, knees quaking. What for? And then it doesn't come. I wasted all that energy. So what is fear? Fear is a spiritual force, like we said, just like faith. Hebrews 11:1, look what it says here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My translation for fear, GK translation, fear is a substance of things not hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. True. It works the exact same way. Only difference is faith is more positive and faith has actually happened. That's why I said you've got something to grab. Fear, you've got nothing to grab. How do you know you're going to drown? How do you know a shark's going to get you? You're swimming in the water and you feel something, it's a shark. How do you know it's a shark? It's a reed. Piece of plastic, something. Or people go, they're scared of sharks. They take anti-shark lessons. I saw that. I'm not joking. I saw that just the other day. How to ward off a shark in the water. That's crazy. You'll attract the shark. Fear, listen, fear to the devil is like blood to a shark. A shark senses, smells from miles away, blood in the water. And he goes, dun, 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 got he. All right? That's fear. Think about that. That shark will find that blood in the water. It smells it. Something in the spiritual realm is the devil picks it up like that. Person in fear. That's why the Bible says he goes about seeking whom he can devour. People that are in fear, that are not in faith, he can devour. He will devour. He will beat you. He will get over on top of you if you do not kick him out. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so we're going to speak about that. I just want to say this. I want to go a few more minutes. Galatians 5. And remember this. Everything in the kingdom of God operates how? By love. For God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. God is love, correct? He is love. Amen. And Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which was given to us. And we are like God, and we're in God, and we that's it. So the heavens and God, the kingdom of heaven operates by love. And since faith works by love, faith works by love, Galatians 5:6, look. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. In other words, works. You and your good works, your good deeds, trying to make God do something, that doesn't work. It's faith in him and him alone. Amen. So he says, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. But faith which works by love. Faith works by love. The Passion Translation says, when you are placed into the Anointed One and joined to him, circumcision and religious obligations can benefit you. Zip. Nothing. All that matters now is living in the faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love. The kingdom of heaven operates by love. God is love. Love overcomes a multitude of sins. God so loved the world. God is love. It even says so in 1 John 4, verse 16 through 18. And then the voice says, what makes a difference is faith energized by love. Energized by love. Energized by love. Listen, where your focus goes, your energy goes as well. If you're focusing on fearful things, your energy is going to go there and it's going to draw it to you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday.